these aren't a good idea. Tim, you want to get going?
Well, Gary, I'm with Maurice Gaynor. He is a sophomore here at Roosevelt High School. And what do you think about the basic standards tests?
I think that the basic standards tests are good. I think it gives teachers and also the state kind of idea where students are at, you know, in math and reading, how good their level are. And I think that, it's cool. It ain't no problem with it because it kind of helps out the teachers so they'll know what to help the students with, you know, coming from all different schools.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else with some thoughts on, is there anybody who doesn't think these basic skills tests are a good idea? Looks like we've got unanimous agreement, more or less. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Jim McComas-Bussey, and I'm a teacher here at Roosevelt High School, and I tend to have a bit of a problem with the basic skills test. There's been quite a bit of research done that shows that students don't always benefit from a high-stakes, limited opportunity test like this, where you're testing in one mode to determine whether or not they graduate. And this weekend in the Star Tribune, there's a large article about the results that they've gotten in Texas and how they have not necessarily been improving the education there, but at the same time, they've been marginalizing a lot of students who have now left high school without a diploma and are not going to be able to progress in their life.
Given the fact that kids do have several opportunities to pass the test, and the general assumption is that it's a relatively easy test, does that color your thinking about this at all? Or do you still see it as not a particularly good way to evaluate students?
I don't think that it's a real good way to evaluate students to just simply go with one style of multiple guess test rather than perhaps something that's a little bit more of an authentic assessment like what we're doing in the classrooms.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got a comment on that? Kara, you have someone there?
Gary, I do. This is Shirley Walraven, who has a comment about writing.
Yes, I have a comment about the writing test. I guess I have a problem with that because who determines if their skill is there or not? I could have five different teachers look at that same writing test and probably come up with five different evaluations. And I guess that's if you're doing a math test, you either got it right or wrong. But with a writing test, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know how writing tests are evaluated? Are teachers, are anybody in a position to judge good writing from bad writing? Go ahead.
Gary, we have Delania Haug, who is an English teacher here at Roosevelt.
Well, I know that the writing test is judged on a rubric, which has been set up by the state. And
can I ask you what a rubric is?
Okay, it's a set of criteria that you judge a piece of writing or whatever the student work is. And it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. And the students need to get a 3 to pass. A 3 is considered a proficient piece of writing. And it is the rubric includes things like you would normally expect to see, grammar, punctuation, spelling, those types of things. And it also includes organization, structure, sticking to a topic, being able to express yourself clearly, and keep to one topic, be concise. Those are the types of things that the students are graded on.
Is it relatively objective or relatively subjective? Or?
Well, I think grading writing is always somewhat subjective. It's difficult. You can't mark it right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you try with a rubric to sort of pin it down the best you can. And we have prepared our students. I think if you ask my students here if they've been prepared, they know what the rubric is up front. They are very clear about the criteria, and they prepare for it. The sort of the bad thing about it is, though, that you're preparing them to be able to write at a basic level. And if you spend all your time worrying about basic writing skills, how to develop a 5-paragraph essay, you sort of miss out on some of the more sophisticated types of writing. And if you talked about multiple opportunities to pass the test, what that sometimes translates into is multiple opportunities for remediation.
Mm-hmm.
And a student may be remediated all the way till their senior year just because they need to pass a basic writing or reading or math test. And they end up missing out on a lot of other things in their high school education because they're constantly remediated on the same basic skill, and they miss out on other things.
Student at North St. Paul has a comment. Jim?
Yeah, I'm here with Lisa Sarn at North High. Your comment about the basic skill? I guess it'd be probably in the math area. As I understand it, teachers and whatever, the people who are in the room, like, giving out the tests and whatever, they're not allowed to give any help to students, like, and I think that...
You mean during the test?
During the test. Like, if students have a question, the teacher could maybe read the question for them, but no explanation is really given, and I think that some kids may be unable to answer the questions. Like, not everyone is at the same level.
Did you, when you took the test, did you find it confusing at all? Were there any things that you were wondering, it didn't, the questions themselves didn't make complete sense?
Some things I think are worded funny, but I personally think it's, for me, it's not that hard, but I think for a lot of students it may be.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Jim?
Gary, I'm with Lisa Johnson, who is the English Language Learner Coordinator here at Roosevelt, with some comments about the basic standards.
I think many in our department are really torn about the testing because we feel there should be basic standards, minimal standards to have before you graduate, before you get a diploma. But then we are getting students in our school every day entering as ninth graders who have never been in school before in their lives. So we're torn to say what's fair for these students and what can we expect in 4 years from them. And so that's a big issue in our department. But touching on what the young lady just said from the other school, also the writing part, the math test seems to be testing language almost more than it's testing math. So that's a big issue also with our students.
Mm-hmm. One thing, let me ask you this. Now, one thing we've heard a fair amount about this week is that we should stop thinking so much about high school as being a four-year program, and that if it takes longer than that, then the student should spend more time in school. Is that realistic at all? Or
it is. We have many students that reclassify and stay another year, but many of our students entering as ninth graders with no previous schooling are entering as ninth graders and they're 18, 19, and 20 years old already. So to be realistic, no, they're not going to stay another year or 2 years. You can stay in high school until you're 23. Most 23-year-olds don't want to be in high school. So
should we just give those students a diploma then?
No, I think we're there's got to be something else, and that's kind of what's discussed in the English Language Learner Department in Minneapolis. Is there must be some other thing that another way of saying you've completed 4 years of high school and you've gotten all these credits, but you are not at this standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening yet. So,
Kara.
Hi, Gary. I have a student, LaDonna Stanstead, who has a comment about the writing test.
I think the writing test, it was a good thing to do, but it puts a lot of pressure on us. You got to, you know how to create an essay or whatever, you know, write something and know how to spell everything and quotation everything, you know. And when I wrote, I wanted to express myself in a certain way, but, you know, I knew the word, but if you didn't know how to spell it, you didn't want to write it down, you know, because if you got it wrong, that would dock your points. And so, I mean, on the math test, you get to use a calculator. Why don't we get to use a dictionary on the writing test?
Okay.
Jim, you got someone there with a comment?
Yeah, I'm with Dan Larson, an English teacher here at North High School in North St. Paul.
I'd like to talk about the basic skills reading test. Most of the, if you've looked at the tests are usually newspaper articles or magazine articles. Now, traditionally, from what I understand, is most newspaper articles are geared at an 8th, 9th grade level. Now, if we have kids that are not able to digest that information at that level, and I know another teacher said that they're missing out on so much else with remediation, but if they don't have those basic skills to read at an 8th grade level, that's a foundation they need, and we're doing a great disservice for them to go out and looking for a job with only, and when they can't pass a test that's at that basic level.
So you like the way it's structured with that as sort of the baseline?
Yes. And we need to have some sort of foundation that they have to go off, go get a job, be able to fill out a job application, be able to read manuals. Mm-hmm. And that's important, I feel.
Do you think it's, I've heard people complain that it's so centered on nonfiction newspaper articles as opposed to reading fiction and such like that. Is that an issue for you?
Not really. It's, you know, they're reading the information. The questions are literal. I mean, there are actually things that you can go back to the article and find. And there are some, there are inferential questions where they have to do some thinking on their own and process some information. So I think it's a good judge of what they, the skills they need to have.
Okay, thanks.
Another student view here from sophomore Andrea Jacobson.
Hi. I believe that the basic standards are a good thing because there are certain, there is a certain amount of information that you need to know before you graduate. But to expect a student to pass it, like their first time, prior not to having anything before that is not kind of reasonable. There should be tests before this to see if students are on the right track. Because this whole time, if they come to their eighth grade year and they don't know this, this is something that should have been caught before. So there needs to be something before that. So then when they get to this test, it's not like, this is what you should have known, and if you don't, then you shouldn't graduate.
We are just about out of time in this segment, but I did want to run that up the poll there very quickly. Is it fair for today's seniors, 11th graders for that matter, to be held to this standard, given the fact that we have just flip-flop the education system, and some of those students haven't had the benefit of that early testing that Susan just referred to?
Gary, I'm with M. Angelo Harris, another sophomore here at Roosevelt. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have a comment about the reading test. I think the reading tests were not kind of fair because when we were given the reading tests, we'd come here in the morning and like we'd get, be given to them right away, like after second hour. Some students would kind of be tired or like, they give us like certain newspaper articles about, one a while back was about, do low-fat Twinkies taste the same as regular Twinkies? Nobody's really into which, what's the difference, what Twinkies tasting the same as low-fat Twinkies, so we tend to get tired or want to fall asleep on the test or just bored, and that's what drops the attention values of the students, so students tend to want to fail or don't want to do it at all or have to keep repeating it, and every time they take the test, they get dumb questions or dumb, they just don't want to do it.
So you're saying students are not taking this test seriously, even though it's required for graduation?
Yeah, because look at the questions we're given. So if we're given irritating questions or questions that we don't want to answer, we tend not to answer them.
Okay. Let's get some quick comments from our panelists, and then we're going to we'll be able to come back to the basic skills section a little later in the program, but I'm going to move on to the profile here. We've got some news and so on, but quick comments from each of the panelists here on the basic skills part of the graduation standard. Senator Pogemiller, any changes needed in the program?
Well, I think there's general acceptance that the basic skills tests are going along pretty well. There's obviously some technical issues that I think the commissioner and the department are working with the school districts. And the point that was made that you need to depend on multiple assessments, including authentic assessments, I couldn't agree more. You cannot, you have two things going on here. One is basic skills testing is not enough because we need our young people to be able to critically think and synthesize information. So it's not enough. By the same token, it's not the only way to test somebody to find out if they can do certain things. So we need a combination of these items.
So move away from the basic skills test as a requirement for diplomas?
Oh, no, I don't think so at all. I think there are many students that could pass that test much earlier in their career. I actually think we ought to allow students the opportunity to pass it earlier. Okay. And perhaps create some upward pressure on the difficulty of the test. Okay. But I think the point about whether the test is boring or not, that's a technical issue, and that needs to be dealt with and fixed, because if a student is not able to engage in the testing, then you can't get a quality assessment of whether the student can actually read or write.
Commissioner Jackson, any changes needed in the basic skills part of the standard?
Well, I don't think that there are changes that need to be made with the testing or with the process, but I think that we have to look at the system and how they're being implemented in the school districts. I think Minneapolis is doing a fabulous job with their ELL students, and I have to say this is something new I learned, that ELL, English language learners, is better than saying ESL, English as a second language, because many of the students in Minneapolis come in not speaking English, but they speak maybe two or three other languages. So I thought that was a nice bit of trivia that I learned about the students in Minneapolis and probably St. Paul as well. I think that we have to have a compassionate system. Minneapolis is doing that. Other districts are doing that. But we have to be able to have the same standard. We have to say just because you come from another country, just because you don't speak our language,
We're not going to lower the standard or lower your opportunities, but we have to find ways to help students who come in maybe at 16 or 17 who basically with their skill level would be a first grader or a second grader. We have to find a compassionate way to keep their self-esteem where it needs to be and meet their needs at the same time. We also have to look at the kids who have been socially promoted and socially promoted forever and ever, amen. We have kids who are in high school who are not passing the skills test because their reading is at a very low level that should have been caught in third grade or fourth grade and fifth grade. And now we have students who are trying their best, but they are aging out. They are getting older, and we have to keep them in the system until they can pass the test and so they have all the opportunities, but yet not have them feel awkward or as if they don't belong because they're 19 or 20 or older.
Representative Segrin, any changes needed in the basic skills part of the graduation standard?
No, I'm very supportive of the basic skills test. A couple of comments. The teacher that talked about that being the only measure, we are not going to have that as the only measure. We have the third and fifth grade comprehensive tests, and we'll be developing other measurements. And the school districts themselves are also assessing students in multiple ways all over the state. If that was the only measure, I would agree with you. But I think what the basic skills test has done is driven us to really think about each individual student and that they should have some baseline skill level there to be able to even function in the workplace. The young woman who talked about having some foundational skills before they're required to take the test is a good point. If I would have to do this over again, I think I would start in the kindergarten area and move the whole graduation standards basic skills process at the early levels and then build it up. We didn't do it that way. We started and placed the whole system on everyone regardless of their educational foundation. So that's one of the discussions we'll be having this session is should we perhaps hold back a little bit on some of the requirements for the students that are older, giving the system a chance to build that foundation so that it is more fair as kids are required to take the basic skills tests. The ELL question is certainly a very serious one that we need to address also. I agree with Commissioner Jackson. I think we can devise a system for those students who come in very late in their age to make it a fairer system for them.
All right. We're broadcasting live today from Roosevelt High School in South Minneapolis, taking a look today at the Minnesota State graduation standards. Parents, students, teachers gathered together here at Roosevelt at North St. Paul and Hills Beaver Creek.